but then we round out the corners to draw a circle inside the square.
I'm at Justin's Park in Burleigh Heads this morning, where a free Tai Chi lesson is kicking off the launch of the new Gold Coast Physical Activity Plan, which is a 10-year strategy encouraging the Gold Coast community to be an active and healthy one.
Get power and strength from the middle of the body.
With me is Sam Hughes, who is the Senior Active Parks Officer for the Gold Coast City Council. Sam, what is today's launch all about?
We're actually launching the Gold Coast Physical Activity Alliance's Physical Activity Plan, which is a plan to create an active and healthy community for the city over the next 10 years.
Okay, so 10 years is a long way into the future. Will there be any amendments in that time, or do you think it's a pretty rock-solid plan?
I think there'll be a range of amendments. It's very much a living document, which will have a quite a strong action plan and implementation plan that follows suit with it. So we'll be reviewing it regularly, but our goal is to basically put things into place to make this city leading the way to be an active and healthy community, and really trying to change the environment and encourage more people to get out and about and be more active in their daily living.
And why do you think that's so important for a community?
I think it's important for every community, not only for the physical health benefits that it gives to our residents, but also the basically being able to bring the city together. Getting out and about, and whether participating in physical activity, walking or riding to school, it really does help to create that sense of community, because people do get out of their closed up doors and their big fences and get outside and actually meet other people at the same time while participating in some sort of physical activity.
So I know there'd be a lot to it, but just in a nutshell, what is the 10-year plan?
Basically, we've got five key recommendations, and those key recommendations are around such things as increasing the awareness of all the physical activity opportunities available for the city, such things as our increasing the awareness and also the improving our infrastructure around active travel. So getting more people to look at using their bikes or walking to school or to work or taking public transport, and other things around partnerships and how we can work together more as a city, not only the government side of things, but also working with private organisations to get our community more active and get them moving.
And how long has this plan been in the works?
It's probably been going for about, we've been working on it over the last year or so. We got some funding through the Primary Care Partnership Council, which is a organisation committed to preventative health from the state government level. And we've really been working on it. We've done a lot of consultation with the community and had a lot of over 2,000 responses for people having their say with the plan. So the plan is not, it's a community plan, and it's about the community having ownership and making their lives in the Gold Coast a better place to be.
Now, there are a lot of free activities involved in this plan. Who has come together to make those free activities happen? It'd be quite an expensive venture otherwise, I think.
Yeah, well, definitely. Well, there's a range of key partners that are involved in the Physical Activity Alliance, and there's about 40 organisations on the Gold Coast, and the Gold Coast City Council is one of those key organisations, and through our Active and Healthy program, the council is committing to providing more free and low-cost programs for our residents to get more active and to get out and about. So it's definitely a priority for our city and for our council to make sure that people have more opportunities to be active, and that those barriers for physical activity, such as cost or lack of awareness about what's available, are reduced.
And is there also something in it for the government in terms of not only creating a better community and each person personally having better fitness, but in terms of, in the long term, the pressures on the healthcare system? Is that also one of the factors in getting people out and healthy?
Definitely. I think that's one of the key factors, really, because this is all about preventative health. People need to take responsibility of their own health and do something to make that change. And the way our society is going, not only here at Queensland, but the whole Western world, basically, is that we're getting more obese every year as a nation. So it is really important about making those little changes, and physical activity is a key element. It all plays a part in actually improving your health and also taking the cost away from the healthcare system by being more focused and preventing any long-term illnesses.
A lot of people have turned up this morning for this free Tai Chi lesson. Do you find all these free activities are this popular?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Tai Chi down here at Burleigh, which we have on every Monday and Wednesday morning, is really popular. It's such a beautiful location. But yeah, the Active and Healthy program has grown over the years from strength to strength, and more people are becoming aware of it and enjoying the access to these activities in our park. So there's activities not only for adults, but there's activities for young children, mums with bubs, right through to seniors and people with disabilities. So I think the more and more people are getting out and about and hearing about it, and they're meeting friends by coming down, like here today, there's looks to be over 100 people there doing Tai Chi, and a lot of those regulars are meeting one another and forming social connection, which is a great spin-off benefit of, you know, being active.
And what are some examples of the other free activities?
Yeah, well, we've got lots of activities in the program. We've got lots of free yoga that happens as well. We've got Pilates across the city. We've got about 7 locations which we run kids' free after-school programs as well, where the kids can go down for an hour in the park and run around, have fun and do some physical activity at the same time. We've got stroller groups. We've got energy art classes for kids in the park. We've got, a whole array of activities, and all the activities are listed in the new Active and Healthy program.